opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Now when you have the head coach who built this thing up, when you have him out of the equation as the Knicks fire Tom Thibodeau, and there's going to be talking points and rumors swirling, we'll get into who I want to be the next head coach, who needs to be the next head coach, and for the reasons for that. But now you're starting to see reports come out, and yesterday there was one per Hoops Wire, and everybody has since picked it up, that is a sourced report that several Knicks players, multiple Knicks players, have been unhappy with the presence of assistant coach Rick Brunson. Okay, so now why is this a big deal? Because he's assistant coach, doesn't really matter, but he's Rick Brunson, the father of the superstar player, who, by the way, happens to be a big Tom Thibodeau supporter. So you fire a head coach that your superstar player believed in, so much so that seconds after the Knicks were eliminated, or maybe minutes or whatever it was when he was doing the post-game press conference, minutes after the Knicks were eliminated, the superstar player dismissed a question which was legitimate at the time, and even more legitimate a day later as Tibbs did get fired. But he dismissed the question as basically laughable. I don't even want to entertain that idea about if Tibbs is the right guy or not, because that's how much the superstar Jalen Brunson believed in him. Yet the Knicks go out there and fire him anyway. And now while we all speculated and saw some signs that Rick Brunson's presence could be an issue, now there's a report that says multiple Knicks players have been unhappy with the presence of the assistant coach. So now you run the risk of upsetting your superstar player. And remember, as much as I praise Tibbs and him building the foundation of this Knicks team, without Jalen Brunson, the Knicks would never be close to this level. Tibbs did a nice job with Randall and building it up in that first year. Without Jalen Brunson, the Knicks would not even be in the conversation for a championship caliber team. He is the most integral part of the organization. And now we don't know this. We're going to hear from Brunson, I'm assuming, at some point when he's going to comment on this, whether it's his podcast or whatever it may be. And maybe they could address the rumors about his father as well. But you run the risk of upsetting your superstar. And now maybe even more so because of the fact that maybe his father is becoming a problem to some of the players on the team. And there was reports about some quote-unquote infighting. Now, to what level? I mean, yelling at each other on the bench is no big deal. Hey, you didn't get back. This guy didn't get back. That happens all the time. And we did happen to see the Post exclusive with the Knicks partying days after Halliburton mocked them and eliminated them and sent them home. They're all partying together, which to me would show a sign of at least that they kind of like each other. You're not going out with guys after the season is over if they didn't like each other. But there was thought about, well, the chemistry was off. I mean, people are coming up with different things to say why Tom Thibodeau got fired. And usually when there's smoke, there's fire, or fired head coach in the case of Tom Thibodeau. But now, when you start looking at Rick Brunson, to me, the big thing, the trickle-down effect when you get rid of a stable, known commodity, proven head coach in Tom Thibodeau, is that this thing could go off the rails quickly. And if you start questioning the superstar's father and players are not happy with him being there, what's that going to lead to now? Is this going to make Jalen Brunson comfortable by ousting his father? Which, by the way, is still possible. We don't know. Who's the new head coach that's going to come in here? And is it guaranteed that the new head coach, we assume that the new head coach would do the smart thing and keep Rick Brunson on the staff. Why? Not because Rick Brunson is some great assistant coach, but because you don't want to upset the superstar. And I feel like the Knicks, in a superstar-driven league, and normally my core principles are always, hey, the organization should be running things. You don't placate anybody. If the Mets want to go sign Juan Soto, why are you asking Francisco Lindor? What does he have to do anything? The Yankees want to go out there and re-sign Juan Soto. You shouldn't ask Aaron Judge. They do. That's what a lot of teams do now. They'll ask the superstar player, hey, what do you think about this? Hey, what do you think about that? And now the Knicks, of all teams, are going to ignore what the star superstar player said, at least publicly. And I believe what he said. I think it was honest. I don't think it was one of those, yeah, you know, we believe in Tibbs. Well, you've seen that before where star players don't want to have any blood on their hands. So they go out there and pretend that they want the head coach to remain. I believe Jalen Brunson loves Tom Thibodeau. And the Knicks fired a coach that he loved. His father is an assistant under, or was an assistant under, Tom Thibodeau. Now what? And now if you start thinking about the idea, and we don't know. We'll find out who the Knicks are going to hire, where they go from here. But if you start talking about players are unhappy with Rick Brunson's presence, it would lead me to think that maybe there's a possibility that a new head coach could come in and move on from Rick Brunson and change that coaching staff, which, doesn't that happen? I mean, isn't it a normal thing? Wouldn't you, if you're going to make a decision to fire a head coach, wouldn't you want the new head coach that you bring in to decide who's going to be the assistants without pressure from any players or anybody else in the organization? I would think that that's what you want. That's what the Knicks did here. So does that mean that they're going to move on from Rick Brunson? And if they did, how does that make Jalen Brunson feel? Jalen Brunson is the entire key to this whole thing, which leads me to only two possible head coaches that would make me feel, I don't want to say better, but make me feel okay about where the Knicks are going, that they could hire to replace Tom Thibodeau. Number one is Jeff Van Gundy. Now, I know that I'm biased, that I love Jeff Van Gundy growing up in the 90s watching him coach, but I also think Jeff Van Gundy, and it is realistic, it's not just a pipe dream. The odds may not say that, but Van Gundy has not been ruled out yet, where other guys have been ruled out. Jay Wright, out. Udoka, out. Mike Malone, out. Those are reports that have those guys out. So you're getting down to it here. The Knicks have also said, or at least the reports about the Knicks have said, what the reports are coming from, you know, people in the building, that experience would be a priority. So to me, that would take Brian out. That would be Johnny Brian would be a last resort. I would never, ever, ever in a million years hire him. That will be a disaster. If the Knicks hire Brian, it's a disaster. A mess in waiting, especially with the idea of Rick Brunson and Jalen Brunson and the chemistry. We'll see how that goes with Bryant being here as a former assistant as well. But if they want experience and those other top names are ruled out, Jay Wright, Malone, Udoka, whatever, to me there's two names. Jeff Van Gundy has the experience. He's shown the adaptability as a broadcaster evolving with the modern game. There are signs to where Van Gundy, it's not just that he's going to coach his way in the 90s and that's it. Jeff Van Gundy can have a modern mind in today's NBA and make it work. Obviously, you know the Knick tie-ins. So there's experience. There's experience in New York, which is valuable and should be valuable. He's likable by the players. He knows what he's doing. He can hold guys accountable, but also be liked by the players. Those are important things. Van Gundy would be my number one choice. I know it's not realistic, you know, the most realistic scenario, but I still think it is realistic in some ways to say that that would be my top target. The other one, and maybe this is more likely, would be Jason Kidd. And the reason why I think Jason Kidd might even be more likely is because Kidd and Brunson's relationship. Remember, it should be about the superstar player. Not Carl Anthony Towns, not Mikal Bridges, not Josh Hart or anybody else. Not Landry Shamet. I can't even say his name right. Landry Shamet. It's about the star players. And Jalen Brunson is the star. So if you're going to fire a coach that he backed and he liked, you better be bringing in one that he's going to be on board with. And one that has some experience. And one that has some experience in this market. Which would bring me to Jay Kidd. Not that I think he's the greatest head coach. Not that I think he's better than Tibbs. But under the circumstances, there are only two names who should be acceptable for Knicks hires. Jeff Van Gundy and Jason Kidd. Anybody else, you are now running the risk, whether it's inexperience, whether it is lack of familiarity with the superstar. Let's just say that it's Johnny Bryant, who does have familiarity with Jalen Brunson. He comes in, well, what's the staff going to look like? And then if Rick Brunson's here, is there going to be undermining going on? Do the players still like that Brunson's here? To me, that is just a toxic situation in the waiting and can end up being a disaster, which can set the Knicks back. Remember, their window is short here. You've got a 2 to 3 year window max, which is what makes this thing so shocking, the fact that they went away from Tom Thibodeau when they did. Two, and with a singular vision, win an NBA championship. When you're doing that, the margin for growth from where they were under Tibbs to the championship level is not that great. So you better make sure, damn sure, that you fire that bullet and you're going to hire the perfect guy for this group. Because we know that there's not going to be a ton of changes going on within the... they'll try to bring in some different pieces. Maybe they try to get a landmark player. That was the report out there. Who that's going to be, who knows? Are they going to be able to trade Carl Anthony Towns? I doubt it. And if they were, even more the reason they should have kept Tom Thibodeau. But you could start to see it boiling already. Oh, the infighting. Oh, they're not happy with Rick Brunson being an assistant head coach. And the fact that they would fire a head coach who had the true backing of their superstar player, to me, shows step one of a big, big mistake that could lead the Knicks down a bad path. BT and Sal on the Fan, 888-808-1019, the number to call. Friends of Town Fair Tire remind you that at Town Fair Tire, you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Ronald is in Inwood. What's up, Ronald?
Yeah, I'm hearing this this talk about the coach. So I have a suggestion. I want to ask you, what do you think about Steve Nash coaching the New York Knicks?
No, I'm not into it with Steve Nash. I gave you my two guys, Ronald. Those are the only two. I'm not opening it up anymore. I don't want to see Steve Nash, who we've seen fail before. I don't think he's the right guy for this job. Jeff Van Gundy, really, it's Jeff Van Gundy or bust. I'd be open to Jason Kidd and accept Jason Kidd as a consolation, if not Jeff Van Gundy.
One more.
Yep.
Rick Brunson.
Yeah. See, now here we go, Ronald. Now, why would you hire Rick Brunson when reports are players don't like his presence as an assistant? You think he's going to be the head coach of this team?
I think it's going to blow over. I think it's just some minor things, because I said that because the Cleveland, the Suns hire Jordan, Cavaliers assistant.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, because Cleveland was first last year, I guess he knows something we don't, right?
I would think, though, Ronald, and thank you for the call. I would think that there is truth to the reporting that's out there, and that's what we're starting with, the report per Hoopswire talking about multiple Knicks players being unhappy with the presence of Rick Brunson. So you're certainly not going to make Rick the head coach. I think it's more likely Rick Brunson isn't a part of the coaching staff than it is that he's the head coach. He's not going to be the head coach of the Knicks. That would be now catering to the superstar way too much. But, I mean, in a world where all it's about is catering to the star players, it is pretty odd that the Knicks would go away from a head coach that the star player publicly supported and legitimately publicly supported, and now reports coming out about the players not being happy with his father's presence. That's got to be an uncomfortable situation. And we saw it play out a year ago. You could minimize it, but we talked about it with DiVincenzo, and they could say, well, they hash it out the next day. Both, you know, Rick Brunson didn't like the way that it went down. DiVincenzo, some of the players didn't like the way that they handled it. They got over it. But it did happen. And that, coupled with now reports, coupled with Tibbs being fired, makes me think that something else is going on. Also, the fact that Zerbiak before the postseason said if they don't smoke the Pistons, something's going on there. There's smoke there around the chemistry issues within that locker room. And if it has something to do with not being happy with the superstar's father, it's even more of a problem. Mike is calling from Cedar Grove. What's up, Mike?
Hey, Sal. Big fan of the show.
Thank you.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Well, not on your list of top two candidates, had an idea I wanted to just throw out to you. Just from a pure relationship aspect, I know he's very tight with Leon Rose and World Wide West, but what are your thoughts on John Calipari coming on board? I know he didn't have a great experience his first time in the NBA, but that was a long time ago.
Yeah.
Obviously, he's learned a lot, I think, and has a close relationship with Cat.
Sorry, Mike. Yeah, I love Coach Cal. I do not love Coach Cal for this scenario, and thank you for the call. Remember here what the Knicks did. They fired a guy who won 50 games almost every year, got him to the playoffs, built them out of the abyss after 25 years. Coach Cal is a great head coach, not for the New York Knicks. If I'm going to go that route, I'd rather go Jay Wright, who doesn't want the job. I don't even know if Coach Cal wants a job. He'd probably take it, but that would not be my answer. No chance. The Knicks can't miss. We're talking about championship. Usually, now, these moves usually don't happen, but when they do, clearly, the Knicks said it. You're making this move to win you a championship. So it's got to be somebody who you believe can win you a championship at the NBA level. Where are those guys? Pat Riley isn't walking around there. Phil Jackson in his prime's not walking around. Like, where are these guys? Larry Brown's not out there. And we've already seen the Knicks go down that road before. To me, even though Van Gundy didn't win a championship, he can be a championship head coach. Like, I want to upgrade over what Tom Thibodeau was. And it's very hard to do that because he was terrific with the Knicks. I believe Jeff Van Gundy would be an upgrade. And Jason Kidd at least has the potential. He's got the familiarity. He's got the experience. He's worked with superstars. He's familiar with Jalen Brunson. He's been in New York. There are many checks on the resume to make it a good case for Jason Kidd. Again, he would be my second choice, but I don't like any of the other choices. As much as I love Coach Cal, no, I don't like him for the Knicks, for the next head coach. Craig is in Morgansville, New Jersey. What's up, Craig?
Yeah, I don't know why you would pick a broadcaster. This guy's got a cushy job. Why would this guy leave?
Who?
Have you known any guys who are in Gundy?
He's not a broadcaster anymore, Craig. He's not a broadcaster.
Okay, but even so, though, this guy's been sitting in mothballs.
No, he hasn't.
I don't understand.
No, he hasn't. He's back in coaching. He's been in front office. What are you talking about, mothballs? And he's been relevant as a broadcaster. Not last year, though. And what don't you understand about it? Are you familiar with Jeff Van Gundy at all?
Yeah, I remember his time with the Knicks. What about the former Nuggets coach that they let go?
It's not happening, and thank you for the call. See, again, you're just saying, well, he won a championship, let's go get him. Instead of thinking about Mike Malone and the failures that he had. If you have a player like Jokic, you should be winning multiple championships. You shouldn't be getting blown out in game 7 of the postseason when you have a guy like that. He got fired. There's a reason he got fired. He underachieved a lot more than Tom Thibodeau, but everybody says, well, he won a championship. Okay, well, give Tibbs Jokic. You don't think he can win a championship with him? Plus, there were some rumors and stuff that Malone wasn't getting along with the front office. That's the last thing that you want. That could be disastrous. Tim is in Colonia. What's up, Tim?
Zach, what's going on, brother?
How are you, Tim?
Doing all right. Guess the last guy doesn't realize that Van Gundy is currently an assistant coach for the Clippers.
Yeah, I mean, come on. He's been an assistant, and even before that, he's been an advisor. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, I get the point about Jay Kidd. You get the familiarity with Brunson, local guy, played for the Nets. Do we think he would want to leave a team that's about to pick up Cooper Flagg, Anthony Davis, Wendell Healthy, Kyrie Irving? That could be a pretty lethal trio. I'm not too sure he would want to leave that situation.
I think it's a fair point, Tim, and thank you for the call. And we don't even know if he would want to leave, if it's possible. Remember, Udoka was the rumor yesterday, and then Houston reporting shut that down. The Rockets aren't even entertaining that idea. He's not going anywhere. So maybe we find out about that today as far as the Mavericks go with Jason Kidd. Maybe he comes out and says he doesn't want to be there. Kidd, to me, though, seems like the type of guy who maybe is not comfortable being in one spot too often. Also, the whole Luka Doncic stuff. Like, I didn't even believe that Kidd didn't know about it. And we'll find out now, because if Jason Kidd really was unhappy with the way that the Luka Doncic stuff went down, now maybe he could have his out and be like, you know what, I want to go to the Knicks and go coach Jalen Brunson, who's a star, who he's familiar with. And it's New York. It's the Knicks. It's not the Nets. Well, maybe that's more appealing to Jason Kidd. And it's not like the Knicks don't have any talent. I mean, the Knicks are in the Eastern Conference Finals. Where were the Mavericks? Yeah, Cooper Flagg, okay, great. Yeah, I mean, that's appealing. I'm not saying it's not, but if he has the option to come to the Knicks, maybe that would be more appealing to him. I don't know. All I could tell you is that would be the only other name outside of Jeff Van Gundy who I would want. Under no circumstance do I want somebody with no prior head coaching experience. Not for this job. But you could already see the drama and problems starting. You already see it. Reports of Rick Brunson's presence is making multiple Knicks players unhappy. It's the beginning of what can lead to a negative, toxic situation, especially if you don't make the perfect hire in this spot. They made their decision on Tibbs. Okay, fair enough. Now you have to get this right immediately. Because there's not going to be time for trial and error. We'll get to the baseball and some stuff from last night. Boy, the Mets. Ugh. break up the New York Mets. Yankees, all right, a snooze fest there out of Yankee Stadium. As they get blanked, not a big deal. Keep it moving. They've been fine. Going to get healthier with Stan. We'll do some baseball, but we want to start with the Knicks yet again. You know you're going to see now some of these reports start to come out in the coming days before the Knicks hire. Who's going to be available? Who's not going to be available? Who's taking their name out? Who's off the list? And to me, the most important thing is making sure that Jalen Brunson is comfortable. And by doing that, and also hiring somebody with experience to get this team over the top, if that's what they, that's the reason you fire Tibbs, to get the team to a championship level, can't justify in my mind going with an unknown first-time head coach who, by the way, might not be able to control what's going on in that locker room if, in fact, there are bad things. And the report from HoopsWire talking about multiple Knicks players unhappy with Rick Brunson's presence, it might even be more important than who the next head coach is, what the next head coach does with Rick Brunson, and then how that would impact Jalen Brunson, which is why Van Gundy, to me, will handle any situation, and also there's familiarity not just with Jalen Brunson, but with Rick Brunson specifically. Rick Brunson played for Jeff Van Gundy. Van Gundy is the perfect hire. Perfect. I've been begging for it for years. Now's the time. Now's the perfect time. He'd probably finally want to come back because he knows at least the Knicks have a shot. Forget about what happened with Tibbs. I don't think they treated Tibbs poorly. You know, a lot of the thought was, oh, feel bad for Tibbs. No. I'm angry from a basketball standpoint, not a personal standpoint. Guy's fine. He's getting $30 million to do nothing. I don't feel bad for him at all. I wish that on people. I wish people would be so treated so poorly that they could be paid $30 million to go do nothing. Oh, poor Tibbs. He'll always be a great Nick. I love him. He's a Nick legend. Who cares? I'm worried about winning. I'm worried about the coach being here so he can win some freaking games. He's going to be just fine in his personal life. And millions of dollars. $30 million to go away. Please. I wish that upon people. Not my worst enemies. I wouldn't wish that on them. Because this is a great thing. So I don't feel bad for him. And I don't think Van Gundy would be like, oh, the way they mishandled and treated. I don't think that's the case at all. And remember, this is not all Dolan. I'm sure Dolan had some say in this. He is, in fact, the owner of the team. But this was a basketball decision made by Leon Rose. At least that's what a lot of the reports are saying, and people that I trust are saying that. So I'll go against my inner core gut feeling on it and believe that this was not a situation where Dolan overtook Leon Rose and said, you have to fire the coach or else. Rose wouldn't stand for that. So I believe that this is Leon Rose doing what he felt was the best for the basketball team, which means it wasn't disrespectful to Tom Thibodeau, especially paying him $30 million to go away, which means Van Gundy would be more open to taking this job. This is an assumption. I don't know this for a fact. By the way, we will have Frank Isola coming up at 11 o'clock who maybe could help out with some of the facts along the way. Frank, in tune with the NBA, covered the Knicks for a very long time, does a daily radio show on Sirius XM, the basketball stuff. So Frank's in tune with it. We'll get his thoughts coming up at 11 o'clock. 888-808-1019, the number to call. Rich is in Greenville, South Carolina. What's up, Rich?
Hey, how you doing, Sal?
Good. What's up?
I think you're reading too much into Brunson's comments after that game in that press conference. I just think that he was more annoyed by the question, being that it was so fresh, you know, as far as the loss goes, and he was just annoyed by the question. And he said, yeah, he supports him. I think he likes him, but I don't think it's any kind of deal breaker as far as them getting rid of Tibbs.
How about the stuff that is reported about teammates being unhappy with the presence of his father?
Well, that's out of nowhere. I mean, that's kind of strange to me that would even be the case.
And
that could cause some waves. I mean, I'll be the first to admit that could cause some waves. But it was the case under Tibbs as well.
Well, I wouldn't say it was out of nowhere, though, because you saw last year play out with Dante DiVincenzo getting into a war of words with Rick Brunson. DiVincenzo obviously played with the Knicks, so there's familiarity there. I mean, one source in this article here by HoopsWire, one source called Rick the person with the most power in the entire organization. Now, I'm all for placating the superstar. I don't know about to the level of having your daddy be the most important person or the most powerful person in the organization. So there's an issue there. What it is exactly, Rich, we don't know. But you got to believe that there's some kind of issue there with Rick Brunson being such a big voice and presence with the New York Knicks.
Right, but I also feel like Jalen Brunson's smart enough to realize that and smart enough to see if it's getting awkward and be at ease with whatever decision is made. That's just the way I feel, that he's mature enough.
Yeah, maybe. And thank you for the call, Rich. Good stuff. I love Jalen Brunson's makeup. I love his personality, which is why, see, most times It's the superstar diva that's whining,
oh, I don't want to play for this coach. He coaches us too hard. I don't want to run sprints. I just want to play basketball.
Usually it's the diva that gets the head coach fired. Jalen Brunson is the opposite of a superstar diva. He's a star player who's got the right work ethic, the right attitude. He's humble. He's accountable. I don't think he would go out there and say that he wants a coach fired, especially a coach like Tibbs, who we believe in. Now, you're saying you want to make too much of, I'm making too much of his comments? Maybe, but it's not just those comments. It's what he said about Tibbs all along. If he felt like it was okay, time for a change, time for a new voice, maybe. Now, what does that mean for his father? Does Jalen not like the fact that his father's there? Does Jalen love the fact that his father's there? I mean, it could go either way. I could see how having your father there could be great. But I also could see how it could lead to some problems. That's going to be a tricky thing that the Knicks have to navigate. And look, maybe Brunson is the genius here. See, I felt, and it was reported, and at least I was talking to people that I trust about this. I don't know how much reporting it was, but it was really about Tibbs and Cat. Tibbs could not coach Cat. It had nothing to do with Brunson being like, yeah, I think it's time for a new voice. Now, maybe in part of that is, look, these guys, the guys that you brought in just aren't going to, we're not going to be able to get their maximum ability or potential reached if Tibbs is still here. Maybe that's a part of it. I'm sure we'll learn more of the details as the days and weeks go on. But all I'm saying is with Tibbs here, it was a stable, no nonsense, no bickering, no BS run since he got here, since day one. And when you make a decision to move on from somebody who achieved that, now you're running the risk of...
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game. It's right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Becoming messy. And you're already starting to hear the reports of some messiness. Adam is in South Jersey. What's up, Adam?
Hey, Sal. What's up, man? First, I want to say I'm sorry I yelled at you and BT yesterday.
No, it was good. It was passion. It's okay. I didn't think you were yelling at me. It's all good, Adam.
Listen, man, but this is exactly what I was afraid of, Sal. You're seeing it. It's coming.
Right.
I said that if they did this, they had to have a plan ready to go. They had to have something in their back pocket. And what I'm seeing now is this was a knee-jerk reaction. There was no plan. There was no guy ready to come in. And, you know, you talk about, I was reading a lot about, like, the exit meetings and this and that mm-hmm. and how Dolan has sat in on it. And you can bet your money that, and I'll say names, I don't care, because I'm just Adam from South Jersey. Bridges, Cat, and all the bench players probably weren't happy with Tibbs because he's a taskmaster. And they probably cried about it. And the Knicks said, oh, my God, we got to do something. And they fired the man. You know, they didn't have a plan going in this, but now I think what you said is right. I don't think they have many options. If they don't get Jeff in here and they don't bring JVG in here with some credibility, this could explode, man. This could get ugly real fast. This team could digress in a New York second. And that's what I'm afraid of. We went through that for years and years and years. And what's wrong with patience? He took an extra step this year. They went to the championship. I'm going to use the South crying voice. I don't want to work out at practice.
First you're yelling at people, now using my crying voice. You're stealing all my material here. Come on. You got to save something for me, especially today. I'm by myself, no BT. If I can't yell and I can't cry, what can I do? When you hire an inexperienced head coach, like Johnny Bryant may turn out to be a great head coach, I would not take that chance here. Not now. Not with this team. You know when you hire Johnny Bryant? When the guy that you hire now fails with this group. And then eventually you fire him, maybe Leon Rose says, you know what, I'm out. And then maybe the Knicks could hire Johnny Bryant after he goes somewhere else and learns. Can't do that now. You're telling me Johnny Bryant's going to keep everything under control? Rick Brunson, Jalen Brunson, Carl Anthony Towns. The pressure of New York. Hey, you heard Rick Pitino on with us yesterday. He said it. Whoever takes this job is going to be under the most pressure ever. Imagine it being a first-time head coach in New York. The singular goal, in their words, to win an NBA championship. Good luck. Better be experience. Eric is calling from Jersey City. What's up, Eric?
Hey, Sal. What's going on, man? Love the show.
Thank you, Eric. How are you?
Good, good. I had a couple things I just wanted to say. First of all, I think Brunson definitely gave his blessing on the firing of Tibbs. I don't know how this organization can move forward without doing that with Brunson. What do you think?
I think they had to talk to him. I don't know. I mean, that you make sense logically. Sure, you make sense. But I believe, based off of the way that I've heard Brunson talk about Tibbs since he's been here, since they've been together, I believe that Brunson truly loves Tom Thibodeau. Now, could he love Tibbs and still think that it was time for a change, a new voice? Maybe, and thank you for the call. I don't believe that's the case here. I think the Knicks made a decision. While taking a lot of different things into account, I think ultimately they made a decision based off they didn't believe Tibbs was the guy to get them to another level. And I feel like they were looking for that to be the case since the start of the postseason. It shouldn't be, well, he just won 50 games yet again, a new iteration of this team, meaning bringing in Bridges and Towns, where you had great success with last year's team. Nobody was talking about firing Tibbs a year ago. Nobody. He maxed out with that team. So it wasn't like, I don't know if he's got it or not. I don't know if he's the guy. Nobody was talking about that last year. This year, all of a sudden, going into the postseason as well, they better blow out the Pistons, and they better be competitive against the Celtics, or else. And then the goalpost moved. And it was, all right, well, they beat the Pistons in six. All right, they took out the Celtics, they beat them, and yet they lost to the Pacers in a series that you could argue they should have won, if not for one of the more historic collapses, which is just that's a freak thing. That's an aberration, that game on loss. But they lose in six to a team that was at least their equal, and it's, we got to fire Tibbs. They were looking for reasons to make that move, and I don't believe Jalen Brunson was one of the primary reasons why they wanted to do that. Let's get back to the calls here, talking about the Knicks and the possibility of who's going to be the next head coach. We'll get some insight from Frank Isola coming up in about 15 minutes as to what the Knicks, why they did this, what they're looking to do moving forward, who they're hiring, the Rick Brunson stuff, and players maybe not be happy about what's going on with Rick Brunson's presence. Brandon is calling from Palm Beach, Florida. What's up, Brandon?
What's going on? You said something earlier about you think that Johnny Bryant is like the last case scenario, and I have to respectfully disagree, because I feel like we've seen situations with different teams in the NBA where they get really close, they have a veteran head coach who maybe is stuck in their old ways, similarly to Tom Thibodeau, and then they hire a new coach. And the team that I'm thinking of, like right off the rip, is the Warriors, and I know Steve Kerr did have some experience like in front office roles before, but I feel like, I don't want to say he's the one who took them over the hump, but I mean, I feel like sometimes getting a new head coach can be the thing that takes the team over the top.
Well, yeah, getting a new head, you're talking about an inexperienced head coach? It could work. I wouldn't do it. So you could say that you would do it. I could say that I don't want to do it. And thank you for the call, Brandon. And you could reference Steve Kerr. That's great. I mean, I don't see Steph Curry here. I don't see Draymond Green here. I don't see Klay Thompson here. Was the Warriors' success a product of a first-time inexperienced head coach in Steve Kerr? Or, and hear me out because I know it sounds crazy. Let me put the crazy hat on again. Or was it because they had, I don't know, three superstar players? All-time greats? Which one? You know, how's Steve Kerr been since? All these great coaches, like, they go on, you know, Mike Malone, okay, he won a championship. You could argue he should have done more. Steve Kerr was so great, they had to go get Kevin Durant to win another championship. I'm not knocking Steve Kerr, obviously. Do you think Steve Kerr, who at the time turned down Phil Jackson and the Knicks, do you think Steve Kerr would have had the same success? Because if your argument is that, well, a first-time head coach, he's the answer, because look, Steve Kerr was it. Okay, do you think Steve Kerr would have had the same success with the Knicks if, in fact, he went with Phil Jackson when Phil wanted to hire him with the Knicks as he did with the Warriors? I know your answer. Your answer is, oh, come on, Sal. Of course not. And then I counter, yeah, you're right. Now, why is that the case? If it's the same coach, inexperience, experience, whatever it may be, the same coach, his greatness, because Steve Kerr's a great head coach. If it's the same head coach, then why wouldn't he have had the same success with the Knicks as he did with the Warriors? Well, it's an easy answer. You don't have to think that hard about it. It's because of the players, which brings us back to this situation with the Knicks. It's not Tom Thibodeau's fault. It's the players. Which brings us back to where they're at as an organization, saying that their singular focus is winning a championship. I don't know how you can logically make a case, logically, not just saying, well, Steve Kerr did it, logically make a case that taking this team from where Tibbs has brought them to, getting them to the next level, which is only six more wins, 82 games in a regular season, all the playoff rounds, six wins away from the ultimate goal. So you're going from where they are, six more wins, and you're going to tell me Johnny Bryant's the best guy to do that? Andrew's calling from East Chester. What's up, Andrew?
Hi, Sal, Andrew. You and I are in you and I are in lockstep on two things. You can't give a championship-caliber team to a first-time head coach. I don't care if it's Bryant or Jay Wright or Hurley. Second thing, I'm on board with Van Gundy coming back. I think he could get this team, even if the main core stays intact. I think he can get them to the next level. Here's the problem, potential problem, likely problem. Would Dolan take him back? We know Dolan is out there. He, you know, Van Gundy, for as great as he was, he essentially walked out on the Knicks, you know, 20 whatever years ago. Maybe enough time has passed, who knows, but yeah, I'm on board 100%.
Yeah, I mean, look, here's the thing, Andrew, and thank you for the call. If what everybody is reporting is true, and I have good reason to believe it is, that this was not James Dolan stepping in the way that he did with Donnie Walsh and, you know, the Carmelo trade. This is not that. Leon Rose is making the basketball decisions. If that's the case, then while James Dolan is the owner and he has to sign off on everything, I don't think Dolan would prevent Leon Rose from making a hire that Leon Rose wants to make. If Rose went to him and said, look, we're going to fire Tibbs. I've got my eye on a couple of guys. Jeff Van Gundy's one of them. Is James Dolan going to say no? My bigger concern would be, does Van Gundy want to come back and work for the Knicks under Dolan? And I think under the current circumstances, if Leon Rose is really, truly 100% running the basketball operations, which I believe is the case, then I wouldn't see a reason why Van Gundy wouldn't want to do it. Remember, too, Van Gundy, there was a time where it was thought that he wouldn't want to coach. Well, clearly he wants to get back into coaching. You don't go back into being an assistant coach. You know, obviously the broadcasting stuff went sideways. ESPN moves on from him. He was a consultant, assistant coach. I wouldn't think, if he had no interest in coaching, why is he being an assistant coach? And what job more appealing to Jeff Van Gundy than the New York Knicks job? Especially when they're in a place where they could do some damage here with some stars. Jay is calling from Hawthorne, New Jersey. What's up, Jay?
Sal, what's going on, brother?
How are you, Jay?
I'm good, man. I just want to say a few things. So New York is such a unique place. Like, obviously, we know that as fans of, you know, whatever team you support, whatever sport you support, this place is a difficult, you know, coaching spot, playing spot, and it's like the Coliseum. I mean, Tibbs won the people. And just when this guy had people's support and the respect of the city and the respect of the league, I mean, the organization knifed him. And I feel like it's just typical Knicks stuff. Like, I've seen them make decisions like this throughout my life that just, you know, just did not make sense. And there's no way anybody who watches this game or is a sports fan, period, can convince me that there is logic behind this. I mean, this is clearly about Leon Rose's commitment to the decisions he's made with specifically Cat.
Right.
And I mean, obviously we've heard of the issues that Tibbs probably had with him in Minnesota. And there's also no way people can convince me that Tibbs was comfortable with Cat. I mean, obviously he's a guy that we have now seen just doesn't seem to be a fit. And I think Leon Rose has to stay committed to his decision. And I mean, for people to, I'm not buying the whole, you know, Rick Brunson being an issue thing. I mean, I think now we're going to start hearing things like at the end of a bad relationship, you start hearing a bunch of stuff and like, mm-hmm. Who knows what's really true. But I mean, listen, Leon Rose is clearly the most powerful guy in the Knicks organization right now. And I mean, for there to be any speculation about that, I think it's just really naive.
Well, the reason why, and I'll let you finish, Jay, the reason why people say that is because of what's happened before with James Dolan.
Right, right. My concern right now, you know, regarding the coaching position is...
Oh, you were talking about Rick Brunson. I get it. Yeah, I know what you were saying there. But yes, yeah, go ahead.
So my concern about the coaching position is if you got a guy who really does have interest and is capable, I mean, why would he want to come here at this point, knowing what they... The treatment of Tibbs, like, you know, I understood what you were saying about the contract and the money. Like, you shouldn't feel bad for him in that regard. But, I mean, this guy brought us back to a respectable point that seemed impossible not that long ago. There was generations of fans who'd never experienced what we just saw recently. So if he's going to get it, I mean, anybody can. So if you're a coach who has even the mildest interest, like, why would you want to make the move?
Because... And
you also know...
Go ahead, Jay. Finish up.
You also know that Leon Rose can swoop in and make a move on personnel that might not even be supportive of what you do as a coach. So,
right.
I mean, we've seen it play out recently.
Correct. But, and thank you for the call, Jay. Good stuff. And I agree with the majority of what you're saying. The appeal is that it's a head coaching job in the NBA. It's New York. It's the Knicks. You know you're going to be given the proper resources. You know you have players in place that can be championship caliber. And the Knicks are one of the teams that is going to continue. Whether you think it's legitimate that they can win it all or not, I mean, they got to the Eastern Conference Finals. They were two wins away from the NBA Finals. That means they are legitimate NBA contenders. So I think the job is appealing. And just because we agree in the logic and what Tibbs has built up, it doesn't mean that what the Knicks did is the wrong thing in the long run. We're going to find out. I happen to think it was a major mistake and could lead to losing basketball moving forward. But if Leon Rose is as smart as he thinks and as good as he thinks, and he nails this hire, maybe they were being proactive and it could be a good thing. You don't know.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.